Hello.
Hi, Jess.
Hi. Nice to see you again. I mean, we've been on here for a while, but.
Yes. But it feels really weird to put a microphone in between us and the computer screen. Welcome.
And press record.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We are still your hosts, Jess and Jess, and we have a lot of updates. So we figured the best thing to do was just to sit down, make a real quick little episode just to tell you the updates that have happened and the ones that you can expect from us.
Right. We have been away for a couple months, and we've still been reading. We've still been thinking about the podcast. Like, I personally felt a little bit of a withdrawal because I wasn't recording with my best friend every single week, and we weren't really talking. So I was reading, but we weren't talking about books. And so I kind of felt lonely.
I don't know how you felt weird
about it, Jess.
No, and I told you about this too. I was like, what do you talk about when you don't talk about books with someone? Because I felt like a crazy person. You know, Chris and I are going out in Lyle and meeting people and talking to people. But the easiest conversations that are not revolved around weather for me are like, oh, what are you reading? And when someone doesn't have something that they can tell me what they're reading, I'm like, damn, that was what I was going to talk about with you. So now I'm like racking my brain. What do I talk to you about? Yeah, it felt really weird, but obviously we've had a really busy past couple of months, and we still kind of have a busy month ahead of us, but we're going to get through it. Work is going to be fine. And then we're going to get back to your regularly scheduled podcast. Let's start with our life updates, though.
Big my update from you. Yes.
My big two updates are, one, if it echoes weird, it's because I'm now in a giant house. I'm no longer living in the trailer. Which is fantastic. Trailer's still here. I can actually see it from the window. But Chris and I have officially moved into our house. And we're married now. So now everyone on this podcast is named Jessica and married to Christopher, which makes it very easy for explaining who we are. But that's my big update. I got married and I moved into a house. And hopefully it won't sound too echoey. But, you know, it's a work in progress. We don't have a lot of furniture yet.
It's fine. It's still, you just got water. So it was a big deal. And speaking of your wedding, I was there serving as a bridesmaid. It was beautiful. The weather was really hot, but it was great. And it was nice to see, like, because you had your wedding on your property in Washington. So it was so nice to see, like, everything coming together. It was so impressive that you put everything together from your little trailer.
I was impressed because so many other people came and like helped out. And so really the day of, I didn't even know what the whole thing was going to look like. And then I like showed up after getting my hair done and I walked outside. I was like, oh my God, it looks like this was professionally done out here, everyone. It was just really nice to see everyone like came, and we had friends doing the flowers and she was amazing. And we had friends doing the food, which was also freaking amazing because we were literally cooking the night before.
Yeah. Not just friends though, but your husband cooked.
Yes.
Your husband cooked the food, and it was honestly some of the best food I've ever had. It was so good. I like grabbed my plate and I piled it all on top and I was like, this is so great. I want a little bit of everything. And the cheesecake that you had was amazing. And also, listeners, Jess made her own dress. I don't know if you remember. I think you mentioned it a while ago that you were making your own dress. Mm-hmm. You made your own dress, and we'll probably post some pictures on our Instagram soon to show you like what she was wearing.
It was a feat.
It was awesome.
It was a feat, but it was really good. And I'm glad it went off like without a hitch. You know, the biggest thing was we didn't have running water that day. So everyone who came from like in town, it was a bring your own water situation, and everyone brought water, which was so good and amazing. And really the only thing that was kind of weird was the cops were called on us and showed up at one point. I don't even know if I told you
no
that,
way.
Jessica. You had
that
already
was when
left.
I left. No. Yes, I did. I left.
Up.
Tell me.
Oh, goodness. It was totally fine. They just like showed up at 10:30 and they're like, hey, it's a little loud. And I was like, oh, sorry. It's
It's a wedding. Swinging. It's my
It was
property.
Winding
Leave
down at that point. But it was totally funny. They were just like, yeah, we wouldn't be up here.
I'm
but
surprised
someone
they were
called,
able to find your place.
Like, yeah. Well, I think someone, the person who called pretty much told them exactly where to go. Neither here nor there. Ugh. The cops were very, very nice. They just like waited in the corner and I didn't even know they were there. Someone was like, Jess, did you invite some cops? And I was like, not that I'm aware of. Let me go check on that. And I just walked over and they were like, we didn't want to cause a scene, but you know, one of your neighbors has called, so you should probably make it a little quieter. And it was at 10:30 at that point. And everyone who was there was the people who were going to be staying camping. So we were just like, all right, everyone move
Stay
inside
in the
house.
Mm-hmm.
because we had no furniture, we had plenty of room
Lame.
For people to just
but
hang out.
But still a good
inside.
Story.
Yes. How many people can say they had a country bumpkin wedding and the cops were called? And the cops were literally like, hey, this looks really fun and not disturbing at all, but your neighbor is upset. Anyways. That's life update number one. Life update number two, is there any, what have you been doing over the break? What have you been reading? What's been your favorite book or movie or show? What have you done bookish related that has been over the break that you are excited to talk about?
Well, so your wedding and doing the house, that was a main reason, a pretty big reason why we took a break. Mm-hmm. Because it was just, it was a lot to add on you and then trying to upkeep a podcast every week. You know, it was just, it was very stressful and we are conscious of our mental health here on the podcast. And so we were able to decide, hey, we still want to do this. We still want to read, but it's probably better for both of our mental health to kind of take a step back and revisit it. It wasn't like, I don't know, maybe people got into like, thought that we got into a fight. We didn't get into a fight. Like we literally still talked every single day. We just needed a break. For me, I'm kind of glad we took a break. I know it was like mostly for you, but for me, I'm glad we took a break because I had so much going on this summer. My family came to visit. We went to Hawaii in February. My mother-in-law came to visit. We did stuff around the house. We like were doing boating. It was a lot. And I mean, I still like you, I still read my books, but it was a lot of work too, you know, mm-hmm. that I had to do. That was very stressful. And I was like, well, when would we ever get a chance to record? And I remember you know, both of us tried to do like this little update during the summer. We're like, well, I can't do it this weekend because we're going to the lake, or I can't do this weekend because we're doing this. And it was just mm-hmm. like our schedules weren't lining up. So yeah, glad we took a break. I still read. I finished the ACOTAR series. And a big, big, big thing happened.
Chris
Rainey got COVID. Boo-hoo. But it got him to read. And I know, like I gave him the book and I was like, here you go. You should read since you can't do anything else. And I'm like, left the room. And the other day I got off work and he was on the bed reading. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, you see the book in my hand? I'm reading. I'm like, oh, sorry. My bad.
So how far is Chris the ACOTAR series? How far is he? Is he still on book one?
He is not. Oh, yeah. He's a very slow reader. Book. Okay, he, fine.
Everyone,
yeah, Farah still has not gone home yet. So
okay.
she's still with Tamlin, or Tampon, as we like to call him.
I have seen that all. I love, that's the one thing part of book talk that I have been a part of is like the book talk that no matter what book they're talking about, if they're talking about one of the dumb characters, I'm thinking specifically about, you know, the ACOTAR mm-hmm. series and then Twilight series, but I love the names they make up for characters that don't.
That just it's like very creative.
Name. It's very funny. So you finished ACOTAR. Any other books you read or movies or shows you watched that were noteworthy during our break time?
There was a lot. I started reading American Queen. I read that one. That one is pretty mm-hmm. smutty. I was kind of Ooh. Surprised, but it was okay. good. Yeah. I read all of the Abby Jimenez books. So I started actually with her fourth book. There, it's kind of like in a series with Part of Your World. And I loved that book. I loved it. Okay. I did audiobook version while I took the dogs on a walk and it was amazing. Yeah, it was great. So I was like, I want to read the rest of her books. And they were good, but I think this being her fourth one, it was her best one because, you know, she's gotten time to kind of mature in her writing and all of that. So I liked it the best. A big one that I read was Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Boley. And that was amazing. It's a YA book. And I actually got to meet the author. And I took a picture with her and she signed my book. Yeah, she came here to Louisville. I was like, well, welcome to Louisville. You know, middle of nowhere.
Louisville is not the middle of nowhere.
Another big thing.
It's a big city.
According to my mom, it is. According to my mom, it is. She was so surprised when she came to visit. She was so surprised.
She was like, oh my gosh, they've got drive-thrus here. Louisville's big town.
They have a freeway. They have a freeway. Another big thing that I talked to you about, but I don't think we mentioned on the podcast, is we did a podcast on Somebody's Daughter by
Ashley.
What's her name? Ashley C. Ford. God, thank you. Yeah, my brain was farting. And I got to see her in Indiana. I went to her book event and I got my book signed by her and she and I told her about our podcast and she's like, oh, are you guys on Book Talk? I saw your video about when you guys did the show on my book. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that was so cool. That was a good geeky moment for me. Two cool things happened. I met her and then I met Angeline Boley and got my book signed. So
very cool.
Still reading, still doing bookish stuff. What about you? You've been reading a lot too.
I have been, but I've been doing rereads of things that make me really happy just during a stressful time. I really like to go back and reread things that are like easy peasy. And then I sprinkled in a few new books for me, but they're like, they've been out for a while. And one that I read that I audiobooked and I was obsessed with. Not only because the story was really good, but because their narrator was Tim Curry or is Tim Curry. And it's amazing. But it's a, I guess, young adult magic kind of. It's really, really good. I haven't finished the whole series yet. I've only read the first two books. But this the series is Sabriel. And it is like amazing, dark, spooky, focus on like a female, like a young female lead who is a necromancer. Oh my God, it was so good, but it's narrated by Tim Curry. So I would 100% recommend if you were into that kind of thing, do the audiobooks. Tim Curry is fantastic. Garth Nix is the author and they're really well written, but the audiobook version, oh my God, so good. I also reread the Divergent series just because that's a very like special place in my heart. It was very fun. I read for myself, I read Where the Crawdads Sing and then I went and saw the movie, which I told myself I was going to do, for a number of reasons. One was Taylor Swift, but, I went down a really weird dark hole of like all of the drama surrounding that, related to the author, Delia Owens, and the fact that she's wanted for questioning.
Yeah.
It was so interesting, like, reading the book. Because the book was not really anything to write home about, which I think you kind of said was, like, it was a good book. You read it fast.
Yeah, because that was the second episode that we did of our podcast. Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. Nothing to write home about. It was good. But, I was like, I have to watch it. You know, Reese Witherspoon and Taylor Swift are part of the geniuses in here because of the music. The movie was nothing to write home about. I hate how it ends, you know, whatever. Anyways, neither here nor there, but I did finish reading that. And then I read a couple Colleen Hoover books just because that's what one does. they're just really good. She just has a way with people. Everyone loves her. Mm-hmm. And I read a couple duds, and I think you know me well enough to know that, like, I hate not finishing a book when I get a book, especially if it's a physical copy. But I had a couple mm-hmm. that I just when was, like, gifted. This is dumb. Mm-hmm. One book that I'll mention was Dream Girl, and I was reading it. And you know when you're reading a book that has, like, a manic pixie or what, you know, that, like, archetypal, like, female who the men want, mm-hmm. and you're reading it and you're like, God, this male author really doesn't know how women work, doesn't know how to write a woman the whole time. Anyways, I for a second looked back at the front of the cover.
It was a woman author, wasn't it?
Written by a woman. And I was like, just shooketh. I put it down. I was like, I hate it. I'm done. And so I never finished that one. And then another series that I started a while ago, and I just hadn't gotten the second book in the series, was The Last Magician series. Did a lot of, like, magic-y reading. Mm-hmm. Don't know why. Very good. I like the series so far. I'm on book two. So, well, I finished book two, and that one was good. It wasn't as good as the first one, so I'm, like, a little less inclined to read the third, but either way. And then I saw the movie Elvis. Did you see it? Did you see Elvis?
Oh, did you? No, I did not. I don't. You know, I don't know about that author. I mean, the author, the actor. I'm not sure about
the actor, Austin Butler.
He, yeah. Yeah.
Is dating a pretty young lady. She's pretty young.
I know. And he, like, broke up with Vanessa Hudgens.
Mm-hmm. There was a really funny photo of, like, Vanessa Hudgens meeting his current girlfriend, and she's like,
I know. I saw that one.
I loved the movie. The movie was really entertaining to watch. I like how it was done. I saw it in the movie theater, and it was just, everyone's kind of said about this, but it's just a lot of older ladies who are going to see it. And it was me and Chris. We went, and a bunch of older ladies in the theater. Also, there was closed captions in the theater, in the movie theater. Oh, like, closed captions. I liked it. And Chris was making fun of me. He was like, you know why it's closed captions? It's because it's Elvis and everyone here needs readers. And I was like, you need to shut your mouth. It was good, though. I really liked the movie itself. Yeah. But the author, the actor, I didn't know he was dating such a young lady.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe he was just really doing some method acting because Elvis married a 14-year-old.
I don't know. I do want to mention, now that you mentioned some movies, Chris and I, over, like, this break, we started watching all of the Marvel movies.
You told me, mm-hmm. I've really, never really watched. Awesome.
Yeah.
I've never gotten into it. I mean, not for any particular reason other than, like, I was a Star Wars kid, so I have been doing some of the Star Wars here and there. I think I should do some of the Marvel stuff.
You should do it in order. That's what we did. We were like, let's just do it. And I asked Chris, because, you know, growing up, we would go to the movies and we would see these superhero movies, but I never knew that it was a storyline that connected them all together. So we would just see one-offs. So it was really cool mm-hmm. to see them back to back to back to back. I mean, we took breaks here and there, and we're on, for those Marvel fans, we're on phase four. Our next one is Eternals that we're watching. It's good. We don't watch the shows. I think that was too much right now. Like, maybe we'll get to the shows later. Right now, it's just been the movies. But anyway, that's good, our kind of like little life update.
Let's talk about the podcast.
We have we have podcast updates. We were out of 5 stars and when we started, and, you know, we kind of didn't know how to, it's hard coming up with a freaking name. It's hard coming mm-hmm. up with a name, especially one that you want to stick to. And we felt that out of 5 stars was pretty ambiguous, especially when we're talking about bookish stuff, and sometimes we don't always want to rate books, because
especially, you know, if it's a memoir,
it's not for you.
We've decided you can't
we're changing it up.
Memoirs. Yeah. We are doing a little rebranding. So we're changing it up. Little rebranding here. And can I say that this idea came to you on the toilet? I'm sorry. Can I say that? It's a very Elvis thing, but
yes,
Jessica,
yes.
We've been thinking about what we're going to rebrand. And we had some thoughts about doing like books and bubbles, books and bubbly, because we're always sitting down with the book or a bubbly type of beverage. But Jessica had a better idea. So tell them, what are we going to be called now, Jessica?
So now we're kind of like, well, we can do like a little rodeo cowgirl something theme and be bookish roundup, you know, because we don't always talk about books. I mean, recently we have always talked about books, but there was like a time where we did Shadow and Bone. We did Bridgerton. We throw and sprinkle in a couple movies in there. And so we want to, sorry, I keep like burping in between each word that I'm saying.
You're going to have to edit that out. Too many bubbles.
Nah, I'm just leaving it. I'm leaving it. Yeah, so we're doing bookish roundup and we're still kind of.
We're going to be bringing you bookish stuff, content.
Just not so.
And yeah, we're just not necessarily going to rate everything. I mean, we're going to still rate it. Let's be real. We love to rate things. That's why the main reason why we're talking is because we love to gossip and pull apart the things that we're reading. But we're just going to be doing it under a new name. Mm-hmm. Our plan is still to bring you 4 episodes a month, two of which are going to be bigger book review structures like we have been in the past, where Jessica and I both read the same book and then we talk about it in depth. But then we're going to be doing 2 like mini reviews, kind of going back to when we first started the podcast, where we'll just do a real quick and dirty like chit chat about a book that one or the other of us have read, just because we read a lot
or
of
just
books,
topics.
We read a lot of, or just topics like shows, movies, whatever, bookish related things. We'll just do a quick little reviewy, maybe not so spoilery in those little minis, and just kind of give like a overview of it and not ruin it for someone who
interest.
Hasn't read it yet, but pique your interest in it. So that is our plan. It may change. Who knows? You're not paying us. We can do whatever we want. And that's what we decided we're going to do. So bookish roundup.
Or tell your friend. Like there might be a day where we just decide to talk about the Taylor Swift album that's coming out, because Jess and I are both big Swifties.
Huge. Also, I mean, we've got a Colleen Hoover book being released on the same day as the next Taylor Swift new album. This is big. That's big news for girls like us. Just because you married Christopher's, they're all over that kind of stuff. Ask anyone.
Big stuff coming up. So that's just our little, you know, updates for us. I am still the Jess that's living in Louisville.
And I'm still the Jess in the Pacific Northwest, but I'll probably just say Lyle now.
Yeah.
Because now I have
Lyle
an address.
Washington. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So next week, we are kind of starting up again. We're going to be doing a book that we both recently read. We didn't coordinate this, but
I bought it the day it came out. And I was like, look, I finally got it. It was sold out everywhere, and I got the last copy at the bookstore that I went to, so I'm very excited. And then Jessica's,
and it's
like,
a memoir.
I'm reading it also. Yeah, a good way to start back up is a memoir. Next week we are going to be diving into I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. iCarly fame,
doozy,
but she's
guys.
Done a lot of
if
other stuff.
It
is a doozy. There's a few trigger warnings that feel like if you want to read it, you should, but be warned, there's a lot of eating disorder talk, parental abuse talk. Man, it's got a lot in there. So more to come. We'll talk about that next week. Thanks for joining us for this little update. We will see you guys next week. here, same place, same time. I don't know what time you release these, but
on the bookish roundup.
On the bookish roundup. Cheers.
Bye, guys.